We're in the middle of the sugya of Asu Beishamai, Loi Asu Beishamai. It's really a yisaidistic sugya in many ways. The Gemara, the Shaila of Asu Beishamai Kedivreim goes till Tezayin Amar Aleph. The top of Tezayin Amar Aleph is Eshma Amina. I would like to try to get there as quickly as possible. What we could do is learn a black Gemara today, and the guys who come back tomorrow won't know what hit them. But I don't know if we'll quite do that. On Tezvav Amar Aleph, there's a sugi again of Mikvois on the bottom, which we had last year in Yevamos Tezayin that I would like to review. But for today, I want to talk about the aside. Remind me at the end, we shall end up the next Tashma. For today, what I really would like to do is to learn the Klolei Hirah, which are based in a great part on our sugi. Is there anything one more person can make? Anybody else? It's in two pages. The question of Klolei Hirah is how to paskin, and it's always an important shaila. Nowadays, for those who live in Brooklyn or in most of the Yiddish communities in the world, it becomes a very practical shaila with any new thing that comes up. We have Baruch Hashem and Mishnah Berurah, paskins for us, but there are always new shailas coming up, and they are very often mekilin and machmirin. And it's sometimes difficult to know how to act, how to behave in Pesach Halacha. Now, our sugya is a major piece of it, because our sugya talks about how Beis Shammai behaved in a halacha that was psuka like Beis Hillel. We have Kedem Baskel and Achar Baskel, and the Achar Baskel sugya, if I hopefully will remember, we'll talk about after the Baskel. It's not going to happen today and tomorrow. There's going to be a Baskel. So the Achar Baskel, which is important, we'll leave for a separate discussion. But before the Baskel came out, it was a regular Shesafik of Rabin, Yochid the Rabin. The Shaila was, is Mechad Ditfei change anything or not? And that's what the whole sugi is based on. Now we're going to end up that Osu Beishamai Kedivreihem, which is the Mashmois of the Mishnah, that Beishamai behave Kedivreihem, like their own Shita. And that means that the Yochid against the Rabin could be Noich Kedvarov, if he's mechadid ditvei. That's basically what we have from the sugya. The question is what to take out of it as far as Pesach Halacha. Now, before I learn with you what I want to show you here in this shach, I just want to review with you the drushas around that I discussed briefly on Sunday. The Ran is mechadish for us a concept that when the Rabbeinu Shalom gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the Torah of a Kahai Gavna that both possible Mahalchim, both Tzedadim, were given to Moshe. Not a Vilna Tzad that has no Makar in the rules of Pesach Halacha, but if you go with the Midai Shatar and the Dreshes Behen, and a person is honest and doesn't start with his conclusion and try to find a Raya to it, if a person tries to figure out the Emes, so Ein Da Yaseyam Shabbos, not every person thinks the same, and the Torah was given in that way, Mitchila. And the Yisayit of the Ran is that that's given over to what the Ran calls Seichel Ha'anushi, the human being Seichel, to come to a Maskana. And the Seichel Ha'anushi is Kaveh Adin, even if in Shemayim it's different. Even in Shemayim it's different. Memela, for example, there's a Gemara in Erevin. In the first parak, it says Rameir was greater than his chaveirim. Ela shaloi omdu chaveirov al soif daitai. Just that Rameir was so much greater than everyone that they really couldn't follow him all the time. And the halacha is not like Rameir. The halacha is like the chachamim against Rameir, Ruba de Ruba. Which means that it might be in Shemayim Rameir is right. But since Kafi Sechel Hanushi, Kafi, since the way we understand it, Rameir is not right, therefore we are Kaveh the Halacha Kafi Sechel Hanushi. Rabbi Chanan, in Kutras de Vrei Seifrim, in Perek Hei, Ois Tezayin, doesn't say a mocker for this. He says there are those who say that when Mashiach comes, we'll be Noeg like Beis Shammai. You've heard such a thing? When Mashiach comes, we'll be Noeg like Beis Shammai. What? I didn't say it's no makar. Rabbi Chanan says that someone says it. I'm not sure who says it. That you'll find it somewhere. Okay. So he says, if it's true that there's such a member of La'asad Lava Lopasna Beishamay, it means that it could be Mechadid Itfe. In Shemayim, Beishamay is right. But we go, Fisechel Hanushi, we go according to our own understanding, and therefore we're Keveya Halacha the way we're Keveya, and that's the way we're Nayik. So this is the aside of the Ran. Question is if everyone agrees to the Ran, but certainly in the general Mahalach, the side of the Ran is true. Okay, let's put the Ran aside and let's try to learn part of this Hanhaga Sisa Veheter. I'm sorry, Shem, she had to make enough copies for everybody. But I made enough copies for how many I thought would be here, but I was off. This is taken from Yeridei Chela Gimel at the end of Simar Reish Mem Beis. And it deals with Kolei Hayra. People who learn Mishnah Berurah very often ask me what it means. The Mechaber says, some say Mutah, some say Yasa. What does it mean? Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you're in good shape. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah brings, some say Mutah, some say Yasa. So what are the Klolim in Hayra? I'd like to learn what it says here and then try to expand on it. I'm not coming to give you a one-sentence answer to what to do when you read a Mishnah Berurah, but to sort of work through this inyan. Everything starts with Tshuva Sarajma. The Rajma and Tshuva writes that there's such an idea that behefsin meruba, you're allowed to be son of Hanadas Yachid. That's the Rajma, right? The Rajma brings Gemara in Nida Davtes, says, Kedai hu Rebbe Eliezer lismach alav b'shasat chak. There are a few. That Gemara happens to be Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara is Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon Gemara is a famous because the Chassidim on Lag Ba'Omer have all kinds of drashas on Kedai Reb Shimon Lismachalav. That because Reb Shimon Barichai and Bishas Adchak. That Gemara he happens to bring a Gemara Kedai Reb Eliezer Lismachalav Bishas Adchak. That there's such an idea to be Sanach Hanadas Yachid Bishas Adchak. Now, what does it mean? If the Halach is not Rebbe Eliezer, what does it mean? Kedai Reb Eliezer Lismachalav Bishas Adchak. So the Rajba says, without explanation, that that's a klal in Hayra, that you can rely on a das yachid b'shas adchak. So let's see, I think I marked off on your sheets the first paragraph, and then I jumped down to the machlekes the back of the shah. So let's just see the top paragraph. Kosev harab b'chay shemish b'simachav hei, kol eichadika sveika b'hira sisa v'heta. Anytime you have a shayla in isa v'heta, let's say in basa b'chalav, that's the general rule. That anything you hear about tumbling, if it's a shava deraisa, you have to be careful. You have to be machmir. But the rabbanon, yeah, you can be mekel. V'dafkin beis achelkim heim shavim. Aval ein saimchin al divrei katan neged godlu mimenu b'chach bo v'minyin. Afilu b'shas adchak. Ella in Cain Haya by Gam Cain Hefsin Maruba. That's a big sentence, let's swallow it. He says, Davkiv the Shavim. If somebody is Godl Mimenu, another is Mechadid Itfe. It means the both Higil Ayra. Just one is more Mechadid, one is stronger. So, ain't Saim Chadivir Kotten, Neg Godl Mimenu. You can't be Mekel even by a Drabanon against the Godl Mimenu, a Philbishas of Chak. Ella in Cain Haya by Gam Cain Hefsin Maruba. Unless it's a hefsim meruva v'chinim ha'yachid nega rabim hachon achi rabim b'chal makim hakan l'shayin. What's he saying? That by deraisa you always have to be machmer. That is not in a chilukim. In a derabani it can be megal, like a das yachid, but not if the yachid is katan mimenu. If the yachid is katan mimenu, it also has to be a hefsim meruva. But he's saying even the hefsim meruva you can be samech even a yachid who's katan mimenu. That's his rule. I count the Shinai, that's the Shulchan Aruch. V'cheinim ha'yachid neg rab m'halchei rab m'chal makayim. Does it mean even behefsa merubah? So let's see. That's what we're going to talk about. V'kos ha'kach ha'pichubas ha'raj v'sim reish nan gimel she'evi b'dakim ha'isha v'abach tom ha'lov amash ha'kos ha'tilu b'shas ha'tchak ilam kein ha'yigam hefsa merubah. The Bach says, why do you need Hefsim Ruba plus Shas Hadchak? It's like the Shach, lo yadana mekoshele, harim afurish barajba, the Dafka b'Shas Hadchak, sheesh ba Hefsim Ruba shari. It Stavka, if it's Epsom Ruba plus a Shasalfak, Voida, Bakufi asset the Naktina Karajba, the like a Tysis, the Matina Fel Bashar Shasalfak, the like Epsom Ruba Kalashine, came Vade Divre Harav Pshutim, Brothloime, the ain't same kind of love. Afilu b'shasat cha kecho de leke hefse meruba elam kein hoyikam kein hefse meruba b'shish hefse meruba shari dahenu shasat cha. Okay, so this paragraph tells us the basic rule. The rule that if you have, it has to be a durabon. And it's a hefse meruba v'shasat cha, it could be sonach on any das yachid, even if he's cotton mimenu. And it sounds like even if it's a yachid neged a rabbin, which we're going to discuss in a minute. So that's the answer. People say, why does the Shulchan Aruch bring Yesh Chayokim? So at least when the Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Chayokim that's Mekel, we understand. It brings a Chayokim that's Mekel, why? Because if it's Efsim Ruben, a Shasat Chak, and a Drabanan, then you can be Mekel. Okay, so till here, I think it's simple rule in Hayra.
It's a rule, it's not just a Chak.
It means it's not enough plain shasot chak. It has to be shasot chak plus hefsim. Shasot chak, I'm very hungry, that's not hefsim aruga. If it's also a hefsim, then you could be mekel. Okay. Now, we'll skip down. I think the oy nira, is that what I marked off, right? Oy nira mavuma divrei habach. Da ha de mati harajba b'efsim aruga yachin necha rabim hainu afilu b'isadai raisa. The bach holds in Kavanas HaRashba that by a Hefsim Meruba, even Esed HaRaisa. Remember, the Bach held that by a Drabanan, it's enough a plain Shasat Chak without Hefsim. That's the Shach argued with him on top. Right? That by a Drabanan, it's enough just a Shasat Chak. By a Hefsim Meruba, the Bach holds even by a Hefsim Meruba, even by an Esed HaRaisa, it could also be Megal. The Shach is going to argue with this. And the Machlokes is going to be, if by a Doraisa, you have a right to behave Kedas Yachid. You think about it for a minute, just in Svara, what that means. Okay, this is a Doraisa, a Yachid against the Rabbin. And again, it doesn't mean that you pull out a Sefer from the shelf and you find one Yachid is Mekel. It means it's born in the Paiskin. Shulchan Aruch, you find the Yesh Mekilim, or Mishnah Berurah brings Yesh Mekilim. By an Issa Doraisa, Even by Doraisa, Bishasat Chak, Vehefsim Meruba, you could be Seimach on a Das Yachid. That's what the Bach holds. Okay, listen to the three kashas that the Shach asks. Vekasa, Vuadin, Vahainu Hach, Besayf Perak, Vuadin, Besayf Perak Aral, Gabichatich Eschatos. Those are learning Perak Aral, you get that, you'll figure it out. Vitema, Kasha number one. Hari ha di yachid de rabim halacha karabim de raisahu. Kamash kusafti leil. Vechef shalaka davatar, befsim aruba. Halacha kachu xeris havakam, leilachacha rabim, mabakashu efsim aruba. You hear the kasha? You have to try to answer this kasha. The halacha that halchanacha harayiv is a de raisa. It's a din taira, akri rabim lahatais. So if it's a de raisa, how could you be mekel because it's efsim aruba? Yisurim de raisas are not nitcha for efsim aruba. So the first kasha is a kasha in Svara. How could you be mekel like a yachid neged a rabbim? Bein isa deraisa. The Torah says the halacha is like the rabbim. Shtaka kasha. Now look at the second kasha. Vay harei hargin the fashais machrimim mafkirin umabdin biyad al pi raiv v'irani dachas nidaynim al pi raiv v'irani alchas agud meruva gadol mizah. It's a geshmaka kasha. You have an irani dachas. Bezdin paskind, they have a bezdin of shivim, and 40 said it's an irani dachas, and 30 said it's not. So we're going to destroy the irani dachas and kill all the people, destroy all the money. Why don't we say it's a hefsim aruba and a shasat chak? We'll be saimach on the 30 dayanim who say it's not an irani dachas. The ain lach hefsim aruba gadol mizeh to kill out a whole irani dachas, even to kill one person. Someone's chayav misa. Bezdin paskind. 15 to 5, 15 to 6, that is Chayav Misa. There's no Shulchan Aruch Gimel. 15 to 8, that is Chayav Misa. Why don't we say, you can be Semach on the 8, why aren't you Semach on the 8? Where's Taka Kasha? The third Kasha, Oy Kasha, Heyach Esha Da Rajba Ba Loim Rafa Lubis Da Raisa Dina Hachi, Haloim Yimokim Shalom Akeim, Mahaf Te Perakam Ad Anida. The whole Rajba is based on a Gemara Anida. The Omar Rebbe, Kedai hu Rabbi Eliezer lismachol abishas otchak. Any other drabbanon? If there is meis leis, any other drabbanon? The Gemara that says kedai hu Rabbi Eliezer lismachol ab is talking by nisid drabbanon. So by nisid drabbanon, how could it be? How could you be? So three shtark akashas. Again, the Rashba said the way they're understanding is that you could be samech on a yochid against the rabbi befs and meruba. The Bach says, even by a deraisa, fret the shach, three kashas. First of all, achiram lahat is a deraisa dikadin. Second of all, you kill irani dachas, you kill people based on a rabbim, and we don't say b'samach on the yechidim. Third of all, the whole makar is this gemara nida daf tes, and he brings erev and daf menvav, where it says, kedai ulus mechalav ishasat chak, and all these three places are both of these places, Nid and Erevin, are both Durabanan. So we only see by a Durabanan. So, what? It's a mitzvah deraisa, so you only have a chiyuv to be in a kaim mitzvah. That's interesting. So any time you destroy an irani dachas, it's also a say. It's a nice chavta kasha, but it's not true. Because l'maisa, we kill somebody based on, I don't know. What? I'm not mechuyis for more chaimish. I always had this question with doesn't pass on someone's chayav misa. So a person who's chayav misa is going to die. So now, am I allowed to go spring him out of jail and help him escape? I'm not. Why is pekuch nefashis? Only three mitzvahs are nitzvah pekuch nefashis. The mitzvah to give someone skila is not one of those three mitzvahs. So Bez passed on someone's chayav skila. So why, and he's in jail, they're going to give him skila in 2 hours. So I should have a mitzvah to go break down the wall and then let him run away? Because it's pekuch nefashis. So obviously it's not true. No? Something wrong? It's like a Sharon Niskel. It's only because he's taka going to be killed.
This person has a mitzvah.
You think that's the teretz? Well, the teretz is that somehow links in the mitzvah itself that... there's no head to pekuch nefashis. What? Yeah. It's not tachy pekuch nefashis, is it? What? Yashar atayi, and kill somebody. Pekuch nefashis is tachy yashar atayi.
Killing is a split. It's kapar.
It's like he's dead already. You see that circular reasoning, because if it would be that because of Mukun Nefashis you're allowed to free him, then he wouldn't be already a mace. Psak is his Chayim Misa. He's dead already. We still have to kill him, right? So he's a mace already. So he's not Pekuch Nefashis, that person's a mace. Interesting. What? Let's say you have a person that's Chayim Misa, and they're going to give him Misa. In the meantime, he has a heart attack. Do we call out Saul and try to save him? Or is it Mesa already? Anyway, Pekuch Nefashis is not Doicha, obviously, the mitzvah of Ritzich or these mitzvahs. Coming back, we have a Bach. The Bach says, for some reason, that needs a Hesber. Now, we're going to pass back to Shach, we still need Hesber in the Bach. How could the Bach say, Behef some Rubi, Yisame Ani Yochid against the Rambam? How could you say such a thing? Now, before we come to the Bach, what about the Shach? The Shach says that by a Dereisa, you can't be Mekel on, like a Yochid against the Rambam. Now, what about a Drabbanan? Evan Shalom is a Drabbanan. So with Saimach behefsa meruba on a das yachid, I'll give you an example. The Bala Itter Shita, das yachid, is that you're allowed to have a guy do malacha for you for tzarchi mitzvah on Shabbos. Any tzarchi mitzvah, a guy could do malacha. We don't pass me the balayta. Balayta holds Amir Lakan is mutter for tzarchi mitzvah. We don't pass him like him. The Ramah brings the Yeshayimim, but the Ramah himself says we don't pass him like him. Mishnah Berurah says, you have an Eriv in the Mokim Harabim that falls down. The Eriv, the string of the Eriv falls down. It's going to be a Mikshal for Rabin. So we're Sanach on the Bala Iter. What does that mean? Bala Iter is a Drabanan. We're talking about the Amir Olakum on Shabbos. So Bishas Chak, and this is a Hefsa Meruba, people are going to be Nichshol in carrying on Shabbos. So here you're allowed to be Sanach on the Das Yochid and the Bala Iter. Okay, that's what we're saying. This is maybe an extreme case. It's for a rabbin, but even for a yachid. A yachid who has a hefse meruba, you're allowed to be saimach on the hefse meruba on a das yachid, on a shita that's mekel. For a yachid, you can't have a guy do malacha for you. I don't know why. Develop things, guy could do all kinds of malacha on Shabbos. But lamaisa, by a drabanon, you can be mekel. Now, on a das yachid. What's the Hesber? The Chochmas HaTorah says the Rabbin is right. Right? The Chochmas HaTorah tells us that when you have people that are Higia Lahira and you ask them a Shaila and they decide that the Rabbin are going to get it right. That's what the Torah says. So why Vayadurabbanon are we Mekel? So listen to what the Shach says. We're in this paragraph, the second column near the top. After it says Erevin Daf Mem Vav, a few more lines down, L'chein Nira, the beginning of a line, L'kach Nira, rather, D'hochi Kama Rashba, Halacha Psuka Hi She'en Seimchen Al-Kot Neged Godel V'lo Yochi Neged Rabbi Mimkei Ella Imkei She'eshev Se'meruba Mishkachas Lo D'Seimchen Aleim Kama Shomru Perakama D'Nida Haynu Kahach D'Nida Du Isid Rabbanan V'tayma. And what's the reason? So listen to his reason. D'heim Amru V'heim Amru. Listen, Machayach Abev Samaruba. You hear a Svara? Hey Mamru, the Hey Mamru. What does Hey Mamru mean? It means when the Rabbanon set up their Isid Rabbanon in the first place, they were Keveya that this Isid Rabbanon, the Hef Samaruba, you can be Samach and Das Yachid. This is what the Shach is saying. Which means, the Shach is going with the Mahalach, that if you have a Rabbim and a Yachid, the Rabbim is right. Then Machavin Allah Emes. They're taka mechaven alaemis. And the yachid, they're trying to be mechaven alaemis, they make a mistake. Nevertheless, the Rabbanan said when they made their takon in the first place, that you can be saimach on yachidim, even if they're making a mistake. You're allowed to be saimach on yachidim if the yachidim are talking about it. Isser the Rabbanan and it's Efsa Meruba. So you're allowed to be saimach on yachid neged harab. Heimamru veheimamru. This is the Shach. So what do we learn here? We learned this Klal and Hayra, the Bach and the Shach. Both arguing Pshat and the Rashba. That the Rashba again says that there's a concept of Hefsa Meruba v'Shas Atrak being Mekel. The Bach holds, by a Drabonon you can be Mekel just to play Shas Atrak without a Hefsa Meruba. By the Raisa, if it's a Shas Atrak, the Hefsa Meruba. That's the Bach Shita. The Shach is the three Kashas. And we have the Shas Shita that only Be'ed Rabbanan, only for Zaytik reason. Now, in order to understand this, I still want to get to the which you have on the second page on your copies, but before that, I want to come to a Havana of what's happening here with this idea of a Machloikis. Well, we're coming out from this Shach. We're passing it to Shach against the Bach. So we're coming out very clear. With a very clear rule. Any tumbling that takes place, a Shaila v'nissa deraisa, you have to be machmir. A Shaila v'nissa deraisa, you have to yais the shita samachmirin, as long as it's a rabbin. Halach is like the rabbin keneged the yachid. But you have to be, you can't be make, period. Even have some merubah, even shas atchak. By a drabanon, we still go bust to the rabbin. By have some merubah, you could be Sainach on a Das Yachid against a Das Rab. The question is understanding the Bach Shita And in that, we're going to discuss how to understand where this applies. Okay.
Now, how can we fix the area for the family?
What?
How can we do fix that? We do fix it.
We're saying, the Bala Yitter.
Okay,
it's a drabon. The guy's doing it. He doesn't do it. A guy does it. Say, the guy, we were saying, Machan Dasi Achid. And that's for sure. Now, according to this, how is Beis Shammai also Kedivrayim? How were they able to do Kedivrayim? They were yochid against the rabbin. So we have to say, because they held, since we're mechadid itfe, they're considered to be a rabbin. But if not for mechadid itfe, Beis Shammai wouldn't have done Kedivrayim. Yet, we know, in the city of Rebbe Eliezer, how you carcinates him. Rebbe Eliezer wasn't as yochid, he wasn't mechadid itfe. In the city of Yosef Adlili, he was a Dasyati. And he was a Mechadid Itfei. So there has to be some type of a thing. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Ches says the following. The following klal, Ayin Ches is Achirav Lahatas. And the Chinuch there says the following, and you have to digest it, what he said. The Chinuch says that when Roiv of a Sanhedrin paskins, the Sanhedrin votes. We go bas a Roiv, even if the Miut amechadid itfe. I asked you last week, it was a question we didn't answer yet, that if you have 36 against 34, and the 34 has the Roish Bezdin, so maybe that's smarter. Zok the Chinuch. If it's a Sanhedrin voting, it's an absolute Gezeres HaKosev of Achiram Lahatas. It's a Gezeres HaKosev. If they Higi Aloira to be on the Sanhedrin, then we go Achri Rabin, Gezeres HaKosev, period. We don't care, smarter or not smarter. That's when they're on the Sanhedrin, they're voting. If it's Shtei Kitais, two groups in the Beis Medrash are arguing over something. It didn't come to the Sanhedrin. There's nothing. It's not a Sanhedrin that can din. The Beis Sanhedrin doesn't paskin every piece of meat of its kasha. They're arguing. They're learning a sugya, and they're arguing. Bishalakum. Does the yid have to put it on the fire? Doesn't he have to put it on the fire? What was the kavanah? They're arguing. Two groups are arguing. There we go. Bus arrives. Says the chinuch, because of an umdina, that usually the Reiv is right. And he's saying a bichidish. In the Sanhedrin that you go bus arrive, that's Gezeres HaKosov. That's Gezeres HaKosov. The Torah said, do it. When you have Shtei Kitais, Chayokim Zuim Zu, there, the reason we go bus arrive is because of an umdina, an estimation. Where do we learn the umdina? From this mitzvah of Achiram Lahatas. In fact, it comes from here. That Mistama, Raiv are getting it right. But he says it's at umdina, and that's why if the miut is mechadid itfe, we can pass it like the miut. If the miut is mechadid itfe, it's not like Taisus. Taisus said that the Baskol said you don't go pass a miut that's mechadid. The Chinuch says that it's only alpi umdina, and umdina mechadid itfe could be different. So we have two cases: the Sanhedrin and Shtei Kitais. The Michas Chinuch says it's the third case. People who never met on two different cities or two different countries, and one group paskin l'kula and one group paskin l'chumra. Zokt the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch is adding this to the Chinuch. That in a case where they never spoke with each other, there's bechlal no din of Achirav Lahatais. Bechlal there's no Gezeres HaKos of Achirav Lahatais. Because they didn't argue. Maybe if this group would argue with that group, they would have convinced them. So then, Bechlal, there's no din of Achirav Lahatas. There, so what do you do? So if someone's a Gil Ayra, he works out the halacha and he follows his halacha. What does everybody else do? He doesn't tell you. You have to figure that out. But it turns out there are three levels. When a Sanhedrin votes, Achirav Lahatas, Gezeres HaKosov. When Shtei Kitas argue one with the other, then it's an umdina that the Reiv got it right. When the two shittas that never met, that didn't see each other, So we're going to have a psak. We go to the place Gazman and we try to get a psak or a place Gamokin. But there, there's bechlal no din of achiram lahatas. That's the klal that the chinuch together with the minchas chinuch set up for us. Well, if he heard their taina, but they didn't hear his taina, he's not mechuyev. Even according to this, not mechuyev. They didn't hear his taina. Now we can come back to the Bach and we can answer the Bach from the Shas Kashas. The Shach was asked on the Bach, Tzegzeres HaKosav Achiram Lahatois, Uyere Nidachas, how do you do Uyere Nidachas? Bach is Maida. We have Tzegzeres HaKosav Achiram Lahatois, you're not Tzaymach HaNadas Yach. The Bach is Maida, Tzegzeres HaKosav. However, when you have two Shittas in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah brings the Rosh Paskin this way. The Rosh was in France and Paskin this way. The Rambam was in Egypt and he Paskin this way. And we have Shittas. Now you start making a list of names. There's no din of Acharav Lahatis. Now, Avada, we have to be Kaveh Halacha. So Kaveh, the Beis Yosef, as you know, has a rule, which I told you many times. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. The Beis Yosef rule is that if two out of three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, Paskin one way, then we follow those two. Now that's also Rive, but it's Rive of those that Beis Yosef held to be the Mechadid Itzei, the Paiske Klai Yisrael. In every group in Klai Yisrael there's a Paisik Achron. In the Yeshiva world, the Mishnah Berurah is the Paisik Achron. In Lubavitch, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is the Paisik Achron. In some circles, the Magen Avraham is still the Paisik Achron. There are different the Kitas and Klai Yisrael, they have different Paisik Achron, but the Bach is talking about a different case. He's talking about a case where Acharam Lahatis doesn't apply, and the Bach holds in such a case, we have this klal, we have this rule, which is set up that you could be simach even by deraisa like the Bach and the Das Yachid to have some meruba. Now the Shach's third taina that there's no mocker for that, it's still a taina, but the first two tainas at least, assuming the Bach was talking in such a case, those two tainas fall off. Okay, so I think we have a pretty clear Dover Mesudr. Now we come back to Rabbi Ruvain and the Stipler. They said this rule, Uvavasa el ha-shayfet ha-shiya v'yam ha-mahem, ein lecha la-shayfet sh-vi-yam-echa. If you go and ask a shayla, you follow the person who has the shayla. It doesn't matter. There might be in Flatbush another 30 paiskin. Maybe all 30 argue with this one. Doesn't matter. That's exactly what it's. If you have a shayla and a chetichas basa, you go and ask a shayla, and you say machan the shayla, and it's vaday that you're doing the right thing. Okay, so the Gedorim are, I think, pretty clear. Now let's turn the page and go, and you have it on the same copy. Kitzur Hanhaga Serasa Sevetha. The Aleph here is a sugi and avodah zarah. I think the Velt says this, that once you ask a shayla, you can't ask anybody else. If you ask somebody a shayla, you have to stick with that psak. You only ask the second person a shayla. What? Oh, if you tell the second person, yes, yeah, so that will be included in the shayla. It's true. So here he has the rules of that. Now, listen to the Gemara. Gemara Avodah Zarah says, Chacham she'osar ein chaveiroi rishoi lahatir. What's a diuk? Why did the Gemara chap on a case? Chacham she'osar ein chaveiroi rishoi lahatir. There are two possibilities. What? It has to be a chacham, that's for sure. That everyone will agree. It has to be chacham she'osar. We're talking about higil ayra. Chaveira means also chaveira chacham. If it's not higil ayra, then it wouldn't be a chiddush. The question is, why did the Gemara chapon chacham she'osar in chaveira? It should say chacham she'hayra. He's a gilai ra. What makes someone a gilai ra? The stories, I don't know. Paskin stories later. There's a concept of a gilai ra. I don't know myself what's a gilai ra. If you have smicha, maybe at least you should be smicha to be a gilai ra. I don't know. It's a big problem because nowadays in many neighborhoods, who has a shul? Somebody who opens a shul in his house. The shul Flatbush. I know the person. I remember when I met him when I was moving neighborhood 30 years ago. He told me, I'm an accountant, Binishkei Rav. My father was a Rav, my Zayda was a Rav, so I'm opening a shul. He was an accountant, he worked in Manhattan. Now, he's a Rav. You know, he already does well, and he's a very wonderful person. Whether he ever learned, I hate to say it, but whether he ever learned Yeridei, if he's supposed to call him Taruvis, I doubt. And there are Rabbanim today who paskin from the storybooks, all the Pesachim in Eretz Yisrael, they print them all. People pass it from there. So it's hard to know what's called Higiel Aira. When the Shiloh was a Shiloh with the mikveh in Flatbush about 7-8 years ago, so I went down, there was a Rav looking at something. Tam Chacham, big Tam Chacham. I asked him, what are you looking at? He told me. I asked him, do you ever learn mikvahs? He said, no. So, not that I know, believe me, I know very little, but I spent a year learning Hilchos mikvahs. So at least it comes back. If you know whatever you learn yeshiva, you forget it, it comes back. If you never spend the time learning a be'in, it's not going to be the same. And even now you get upset, you forget it. Someday you'll be learning Yevamos with your son, and you'll remember the snowy day we had this. Isn't there a page? Remember, there's a page somewhere about Hanhagas of a Heter. I don't know if you remember where it is or what it is, but you'll remember. So I don't know who's called Higiel Aira and who's not. But we're assuming someone was Higiel Aira. Now listen to what the question is the following. Some likes the Russian Tysus. Why did the Gemara say, Chacham Sha'asar, Ein Chaver Rishay Lahat? Why did it pick Isser? So if you ask me, I'm a cynical person, what would I say? If the Chacham was Matir, he's not going to go ask a second Shaila. Gemara's talking in a normal case. Look, you tell somebody something's mutter, you can go run and ask a second Rav. It says Chacham Sha'aser because he asked it, so you go ask a second Rav. That's what I would think. It should be both ways. So there's a machlokes tesis in the Rosh if it's dafka or if it's lav dafka. When it says Chacham Sha'aser, Ein Chaver Rishay Lahatir, is that something that's dafka? The Rosh says it's in both directions. Once a Chacham paskins On a certain piece, doesn't mean I love this in general. It means on a certain piece of meat or a certain maisa, a chacham paskin. Either way, chaveira can't change it. There's no right to change it. Taisus hol, the sheet of taisus, only in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, I think, that taisus holds no, that that it's only chacham sha'aser in chaveira sher lahatir, but reverse, it's okay. Now, let's just see how he brings this in the Klal HaHira, and then we'll talk about it. Chacham Sha'asim, V'chol HaHira Asai, V'chacham Asid, V'chol HaHira Asai, B'nispashta. And his HaHira was Chal, we have to understand what that means, it was Nispashit. Muta Lishol Shlusheni, or Lai Ask a Second Rav, Rak She'ediyehu Sha'asar HaRishon. You have to tell him that the first one Asid. Why does that help? If the second Rav sees that the first Rav missed the Mishnah Beferish Mishnah, nowadays it will be a Beferish Mishnah Brura. He missed something that's a clear psak. Or he made a toss in Shikol HaDas, Al Derech Shem Zbar B'Chesh Mizrach, hey, Yochel HaHatir. The Derech is, if he made his mistake in Shikol HaDas, that I could prove. If my Shikol HaDas is different, that's not called Tav B'Shikol HaDas. Tav B'Shikol HaDas means he made a certain comparison, and I'm sure that if I speak to him, I could point out to him, I could prove it to him that he made a mistake. In such a case, then the second Rav could pass him different. Let's say someone asks me a Shaila, I'm Mekel, because Rapam is most Mekel, so I'm Mekel. I know Zigris Mesh is Mekel, so I'm Mekel. So that's not enough of a reason for me to change the previous person's psak. Listen to the svara. Svara is if you ask a Rav Shaila, it's Shavya Nafshe Chatichad Yisura, and therefore, Shavya Nafshe Chatichad Yisura, it's Yisura already for the person who asked. For that person who asked. V'yeshayim rim, By the way, it comes out of Nafkamina. I once had somebody who came in from the country in the middle of summer. So he told me he feels bad. He came in. Three people in the bungalow colony had given him marais, shalos and chasnida to ask a rav. They had given him to take in things that the rav had to look at to decide if it's tarei tamei matahasi. So he went to a rav. He told which rav, and the rav asked all three. He told me he's not a flappish person. He found out later that this rav is the biggest machmir flappish. So he feels bad. He asked me, could he ask someone else? He already asked me if he could ask someone else, but anyway, he was asking me an etzu. So I told him, if it's your shayla, shavi anashe, chedichid yisura. You asked the rav, and the rav said, oh sir, it's shavi anashe. But it's not your shayla, someone else's shayla. They didn't tell you who to ask. You just went to him. So then, you can ask a second rav. Well, shavi anashe. What? What? A bracha? I mean, which bracha to make? Yeah. It's not the same thing.
No, I thought I asked someone else to go shopping.
Not to go shopping. You don't go shopping. It's a you don't go shopping.
You don't go shopping. For me, it
should be a shopping. No, well, that wasn't this case. That wasn't what happened. Wait, v'yei shayimrim. Now look at the shayimrim. Afilu ha-shein yigadol mimenu b'chachbo b'minyin, eini yochel ha-hatir. V'yei shmatirim b'gadol mimenu. If the first rav was meikel, yochel hasheni lesser. He passed him. The second rav could answer. Vim shneim yoshim bebeis hamedrash. V'loi chola adayin oira. Let's say they're sitting in the beis medrash, and a rav paskins, and the one sitting next to him argues with him. V'loi chola adayin resushim yochel hasheni lahatir. V'chol zeh ba'isi davar ba'atzmai. Talking about that chaticha you asked. V'maisa acher yochel hahiris heter. Unless it was a siyog or a gather for this man, the stipler kisvei kilas Yaakov, simin yud ches, I believe, is masbir this machloikis, the rush and taismus. If chacham aleph was matir, whether you could go to Chacham Beis, whether Chacham Beis is allowed to answer. Now, if Chacham Aleph answered, Chacham Beis can't be matir, there are two reasons. One reason is, a psak is a psak. The other reason is, shavi anafshei chatechid isur. The reverse, the first rule was matir. There's no shavi anafshei chatechid isur. So the question now is, do we say a psak is a psak and finished? So the stipler says that they're arguing in this din of Ubasa al Shafi Tashiya Bayamahim. In Lakha Shaf Shibya Bach. Now it's the third case of the Chinuch. Kuna said you have one case of Sanhedrin. Young case, two kitas argue with each other. We're talking now in the third case. You have different people in different places that hold different shitas. In this third case, does let's say I hold something's aser, and someone tells me he asked Rav so and so, and Rav so and so was meikel. What am I supposed to be thinking in my hashkafa? The one way of looking at it, the Rosh says, Reuven comes to me. He says, you know, I have this piece of meat. I asked Rav so and so, Zigilai Ra, he said it's mutter. Me, I hold it's aser. If he eats it, what do I hold? Look, the stipler. I hold, he did Ratzon HaTorah. He asked the Shefet, the Shahaya B'Yama, the Shefet Shed Mutter. I agree, he's allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to change the Psak because I'm making a mistake. It may be that I'm right, this type of meat, the Psak should be Aser. But this Yid, he asked his Paisik, and his Paisik said Mutter. So I have to be minded that what he's doing is Emes. And the male, I can't change the psak. He did what the Torah demands. The Torah demands you go to the Shefet, Shia B'Yamecha, and he asked a Shaila. He asked a Shaila, he got a psak. Unless he's a Torah of our Mishnah. He said that's an exception. But otherwise, I'm masking that for him, he did the right thing in its mutter. And that's the Shita that holds that the Rosh, that it's for Heter also. You don't change it. Taisvis, who holds Heter to Isanat, Tosfos holds that etzli, for me, I hold it's osur, there's only one emes. The emes is it's osur. How can I let him eat it? He's making a mistake. And according to my shita, assuming Amigil Ayrat have an opinion on this, my shita is that it's osur. If it's osur, then I can't let him eat it. If he asks me a shayla, I have to tell him it's osur. In other words, what they're arguing in is whether a person who has a certain shita is allowed to hold that Pliny, who has a different shita, is also emes. It's also rotzon hatayr, or not. Oh, 1 second. The way this title is master, if you hold that this that each person who's higil ayra has only one emes, so then if the chacham was matif him, I should ask of him. If you hold that I'm also moida, there are two emes. I only understand one, but I'm moida. He has to shayfet shevi yamecha, and that's that dayim paskin. And there are two things that are both emes. They're both rotzon atayra. The word emes is a bad word because what does it mean emes? I can't be sure I'm right, but it means according to my understanding, this is rotzon atayra. But I'm asking that rotzon atayra could be one way for him or one way for me. So that it turns into a basic shaila in Hayra. Now, I hope you digest this, because I'd like to build on it a little bit. But this, without being confusing, what we're masada today is three steps. Okay, please try to have a clerk idea. One is the shach debach. The shach's rule in Hayra is the way we go, la halacha. But the Bach is also a shita to understand. Then we had the chinuch. He says there are three types of shaylas: a Sanhedrin, two kitas that argue one with the other, and then people have different psalm in different places, and they didn't argue with each other in halacha. Rabbi Yashav holds one way in Eretz Yisrael, and in America, a different psalm. Like Roses, they didn't argue with each other. It's two different groups. So then there's no din of acharav lahatas. So that there are the three groups. Now, those two things are klar, I think. Now, we have here two mahalchim. Two mahalchim in Chacham Shehitech of Erushay Lesser, and despite this logical explanation of it, whether someone who has a shita is muchach to be made, there are two emes. Now, everyone agrees, Eilu Veilu Devil Kenchai. Everyone agrees that both are Torah. Both are. The question in Derech HaPsak, if I hold one way, whether in Psak, I have to hold only my way. You realize, if I hold a Shita, and someone Beishamai comes in, and they want to give him to be an Eid Kiddush, I'll say, what do you mean? Like me, he's Pasul Eidus, he's marrying Mamzerim. So, Avadit is a rule of Eilu Veilu Divrei Lekem Chayim. That is no Shaila. Question is, in Halacha Lamaisa, if I have to pass and push my way, or not Dafka push my way. That's the Chalukei Deis here. So these are the three nekudas, at least as much as we're going to leave it for the moment. We're going to come back with this, assuming everybody will be able to follow, to the rules of, I don't want to scare you, but Machloikis by Lifnei Iver, which you once discussed. Now let's just do, I'd like to do a piece of Gemara. If you can open your Gemaras, the Yudal Amabez, the Gufa, that's what we're up to. It's a very strange thing. The Gemara sticks in a Gufa in the middle of the Sugya. And then it comes back to the machlaikas. Okay, Gufa, about a third of the way down. Gufa, chayve krisis. He. Gufa, amar Rabbi Laza, about 7-8 lines down. Gufa, amar Rabbi Laza, afish nechlu v'sham b'sil b'tzareis. Even though v'sham b'sil argued about tzareis, moedim she'im mamzer el mishi suriyas erva. Vaydish karas. Moedim. Someone's moedah to someone that your case is not a mamzer. So the Gemara says, who's maida to who? Ma maida. B'shamil Beis Hillel? According to Beis Hillel, no one's over on Karis. Pshita b'nei chayvei lavin, sherim ninu. Beis Hillel held that this woman can marry Lashuk. B'shamil said no. That's chayvei lavin. Ela Beis Hillel b'shamil. Like b'shamil, you marry a sister-in-law, and b'shamil holds it to mitzvah, and Beis Hillel holds it to nisr. He gufa chayvei krisisi. What do you mean, am maida? Beis Hillel held that this is a nisr. A chorus, it's a mamzer. Where is one person being made to the other that it's not a mamzer? So the Gemara learned Beishami Lebeis Hillel. Beishami was made that Beis Hillel's women didn't make manzeiros. Lafukim to Rebbe Kiva Dami Yesh Manzim Mechayv Elavim Kamash Malay Manzim Mechayv Elavim. According to Beis Hillel, this woman could get married Lashuk. Beishami held it's Yavama Lashuk. It's a lav. Beishami was made that Beis Hillel, we don't pass Gim Manzim Mechayv Elavim. And Beis Hillel's people are not manzeiros. Tashma. What's this a Tashma on? On the Machlaikis Asu and Loya Asu. Now, this Braisa we discussed when we learned the Mishnah. Let's learn the Braisa, Tashma. Afa Bishnachu Vesham Yisrael Betzaris. They argue many cases. Achayais, get. They argue in the case of Achayais, in the case of Get Yasha, in the case of Safakesh Yisish, in the case of Megarish Yisish, Devalani Bepundik, in the case of Kesav Yishav, Kesav Pruta, Yishav Pruta. They argue in many cases. Nevertheless, leinimnu beishamei lisa nashim beisol v'lagzol beishamei lelamdach shechiba v'reis neigin zeh bezeh l'kayim eshenemar emes v'shalom ahev. Rav Shimon Omer nimnu hein min avadai v'lo nimnu min asafik. They refrained beisol from marrying people in beishamei that were vadai also from them, but safik they didn't refrain. The Gemara will explain. Now we're arguing also beishamei k'divrayim. So the Gemara says yamr b'shlama also b'shamachi nimnu. If Beis Shammai did like the Shita, it makes sense. Rav Shimon says, Nimnu Melisa. Eli Amrit Lo Yasu, Amai Nimnu. If they didn't do it anyway, if Beis Shammai didn't do their own Shita, why would Beis Hillel not marry Beis Shammai? Frekta Gemara, Bitizbara, Nihi Nami Da Asu. Let's say Beis Shammai did like the Shita. Bishlama Beis Hillel Nimnu Beis Shammai, the Chayvei Krisis Nimnu Mamzeirim Heim Le Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel wouldn't marry Beis Shammai because they're Mamzeirim. El Beis Shammai, Amai Nimnu Me Beis Hillel. According to Rav Shimon, Beis Shammai didn't marry Beis Hillel, Bnei Chayvei Lavin Ninu, Ksheirim Ninu, and the descendants are Ksheirim. So what are you worried about descendants? Elo, what do you have to say? K'nam Menachem B'Yisrael Nitzchel L'Tzara Atzma. The descendants are kosher. But Beis Shammai didn't want to marry the Tzara herself. They held Yavor and Alav. Achinami Litzchel L'Tzara Atzma. So what's the Gemara saying? That if you hold Nimnu, it's not because of the descendants. Because Layasu Kedivrei. It's because of the Tzara herself. When you have this Tzara, now she's in limbo. Beis Shammai holds one thing, Beis Hillel holds something else. Umayshan Ravadai di Suruhu, Safik Nami Suru. Why do you say Nimnu min Avadai v'loi min Asafik? V'loitem min Asafik, alayim min Asdam. Demoidoi luhu uparshi, umaykam alam ashan davareis negezeh bezeh. Ha'ainu reisha kamashan kulur shimini. What's the Gemara saying? The Chiddush is, they were noig avav arei zebezeh. When we learned the Mishnah, I asked you, it's Vaz Kasha. What do you mean avav arei is noig in zebezeh? It's lifnei iver. You have to tell somebody if it's osaloid him. So I told you this, amach leikas. The Prichadash held, it's not lifnei iver. If I hold something as mutter, and you hold it's osar, it's not lifnei iver for me to give it to you. That's the Prichadash Yeshit. The Ritva says, no. If I hold the smutter, you hold the tzasser. It is lifnei iver for me to give it to you. I know you hold the tzasser. So what's the av of a reyus? Lifnei iver, I wouldn't give it to you. The av of a reyus is that if someone from Beis Shammai saw Beis Hillel doing it on his own, he would tell him. So what's this machloikis? Think for a minute. I hold the smutter, you hold the tzasser. Is it lifnei iver if I give it to you? The Bichar says it's not lifnei iver. The Ritva says it is lifnei iver. L'chayre, this is the same achlaikis as Taisus and the Rush. I hold the Shita. If I hold there's only one emes, like my Shita, so then it's not lifnei iver for me to give it to you. In Psak Halacha, I hold it's mutter, it's mutter. If Halacha, I hold that is like we're calling it one emes, so there's no lifnei iver for me to give it to you. In my world of Halacha, there's only one emes. If you hold the other mahalach, there are two emes. I hold it's emes my way, and I hold you, either because you asked your rav, or because you came to that maskana in your shikol hadas, you hold your way. It is lifnei iver, only makes sense. How can it be, if I eat it, it's no aveira. If I give it to you to eat, it isn't aveira. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be? If I eat it, no aveira. I give it to you to eat, I'm able to lifnei iver. Can't be. Must be that the Ritva holds. No. That there are two emes. There's an emes that for you it's also treif. Now we explained the last time it's Atzei Tzara. Could be it's also Eitzara, but it's only in Eitzara, Be'emes, it's something bad for you. I have to be masking that for you, it's something bad. Like this Bible explained. Amoid, if you asked your Rav for you, that's the Psak Halacha. So that, we have a second Machloikas, which is L'chay Ritali, in these two Mahalach. Okay, I appreciate everyone making it in the bad weather today.